CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale. And today we have Skip Wright with us, David Wright. And he's the president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. So he's going to talk to us about the presentation, bird counts, all kinds of things. So welcome, Skip.
Oh, good afternoon. It's been quite a while since we sat down.
It has been, yeah.
But it's been a busy season for us.
That's good.
For the bird club.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll start off by saying that we're going to be having a meeting this Wednesday, February 26th at 7 p.m. at the Amity Baudouin Center. We're going to have Dr. Dennis Pettaker, and he is the vice president of the board of Blue Massasoit, and will present major environmental issues facing Lake Massasoit. For example, intelligent boating, how to teach people how to boat on the lake, so not creating waves,
mm-hmm.
and things like this, and strategic approach to infiltration of zebra mussels and the Eurasian milfoil and the impact on the lake.
Okay.
Now, it should be very interesting. I've had a bit of experience with the zebra mussels. I understand the problems they create, but I also understand the good that they do too.
Mm-hmm.
They clean the lake, for example, Lake Ontario.
Okay.
And they filter the water, and so it makes the lake crystal clear.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we're going to get into this. It should be a very, very interesting presentation. And it's a lake that's close by.
Mm-hmm.
We've been busy. We've had a presentation by Matthew Dufresne, a biologist, concerning the Johnville Bog. Now, I don't know if people are familiar with the Johnville Bog, but it's not very far from here. And it's quite a place. It's plus, this group also is into forest parks. For example, if you want to donate your land for environment, mm-hmm. you can through this group.
Oh, nice.
And they own quite a bit of acreage. But the Johnville Bog, did you know that it used to be a water source in 1919?
I didn't know that.
For Lenoxville.
Oh, wow.
And the main source from 1921 to 1949, Lenoxville got the water from the Johnville Bog.
Oh, my.
And then the town stopped using the Johnville source in 1986 with the municipal fusion in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And the bog became the property of the city of Sherbrooke.
Mm.
And in 2010, bishops and the University of Sherbrooke became the owners of the park, which mandated a nature canton de l'Est to manage the park. Now, their office is in the Lenoxville's old town hall, the town mm-hmm. hall that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting group, and they have some great ideas for this. For example, the bog and the forest park consists of approximately 500 acres. And 6 to 8 kilometers of trails, including 2 kilometers of boardwalk. Now, I don't know if you've ever been there for the boardwalks.
A little bit, yeah, but I had no idea.
2 kilometers.
Yeah, it was that big.
And it was really interesting. I wasn't going to go off on this, but mm-hmm. they bought property behind the park.
Oh, okay.
Which was a peat moss bog.
Mm-hmm.
And a company was taking peat moss out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But this group has bought that bog, I don't know how many acres, but close mm-hmm. to 100 acres behind that, so they've increased their acreage.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's quite interesting. It's
mm-hmm.
It's a really nice place to visit, and I was talking to you earlier about how maybe we would like to see in the future, like have a pavilion there
mm-hmm.
built,
mm-hmm.
similar to the Nishwar in Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
And there they would take in injured birds to repair them and to bring in classes to show them what. There'd be a classroom setting, and the kids can go there and learn more about nature.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping for this.
That would be nice.
Yeah, I mm-hmm. think it's in the agenda. It's quite an initiative that we're trying to get into, but
mm-hmm.
it would be my initiative for sure. I'm pushing this. Then also, as I say, we've been busy. On December 14th, we had the Otterburn Christmas bird count, followed by a potluck supper joined by the members of SLO, that's the bird club from Sherbrooke.
Okay.
It wasn't a very good day for seeing birds. It was really stormy and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But we did have fun, and we had over 71 observers for the potluck supper.
Oh, that's really 71. Nice. Good.
And 9 watching from bird feeders. These are people that can't get out of the home, so we've included them.
Mm-hmm.
And the total group walked a total of 103 kilometers.
Oh.
In that weather.
Yeah.
We were cold.
I guess so, yeah.
And the cars drove a total of 988 kilometers just for that day.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a total of 8,441 birds.
That's a lot.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The most birds observed were the American crow, which was 1,694 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the least one that we saw was the red-tailed hawk, which I saw up on the McDonald's Road. And with Brian McLean. So that was quite an interesting day. We had a potluck dinner and we had a silent auction that we made money for our speakers to come in.
Oh, that's good.
And so it turned out really well. As far as bird sightings go, this past couple months has been very good for sightings. Camille Dufresne told us about seeing up to 7 bald eagles all together near Compton.
Oh, that's would be really interesting.
Now,
yeah.
A lot of people have been going out to see them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the name of this road is that's there, but it's near a chicken farm where these bald eagles hang around.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
So imagine seeing 7 to 8 bald eagles in trees next to the road. France Bergeron on a feeder saw a pair of northern flickers in Canton Lahatley.
Mm-hmm.
They're not usually around this time of year, but the pair was there.
Okay.
So it was quite something. And then Howard Lussier, right in the middle of Lenoxville, not far from here, on Church Street, saw an osprey in his backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So that's unusual to see. And that will be our bird of the month, the osprey.
Okay.
Quite an interesting bird. It's unique among the North American raptors for its diet of live fish and ability to dive into the water to catch them. You can see them soaring over the shorelines and patrolling waterways and standing in their huge stick nests. Now, I have seen this. I don't know if you've ever seen this, Maureen, but they build their nest on the top of trees, and they can go up to 10 feet high with sticks. Every year they add onto it, they go back to the same one. And this one place that I went to outside of Ormstown had at least 10 of these in trees.
That's fascinating.
And these ospreys would be sitting there with their white heads and protecting their nests. It's quite something there. It takes about a month for the female to incubate the eggs, and they guard it fiercely, their nest.
Mm-hmm.
And the lifespan of these birds is about 7 to 10 years. But the oldest recorded wild osprey lived to be over 30 years old.
Oh, that's a long time.
And they can track them because they come back every year to the same nest.
Right, yeah.
So it's quite... And their numbers have been rebounding ever since the stop of DDT.
Oh, okay.
So this is similar for a lot of raptors.
Okay.
And a lot of birds, this has been a big concern for this.
Mm-hmm.
And they get along fairly well with the humans, so they're not...
Mm-hmm.
They can tolerate us there and that, so it's not bad. And also, if somebody lives near the water, you could also put up a stand with a platform and to attract the osprey to come. And once you get them to come, they'll come back every year and every year, so you can, you know, they become part of the family.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, that is really, really interesting. Then also on January 29th, our board had our annual meeting. And we had, all of us got back in by acclamation.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the same board, which is fantastic.
That's great. That's good.
And Mr. McCormick showed us graphs of the bird count, how the weather has changed degrees-wise. It's quite interesting about the temperature of that day for the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone up, but not as much as what people... So 4 or 5 degrees up higher from that day.
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting to see his slides.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sheila and Brian McLean presented their trip to New Zealand. Mm-hmm. And they went bird watching and what they saw. Mm-hmm. It was quite very, very interesting. Now in the future, on March 25th, Phyllis McLeod will be presenting on chimney swifts from Barrie, Ontario. Now, this is an interesting bird. This is a bird from Camille Dufresne that she watches them here in Lennoxville and she records them.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And I think I've told you before, but you know where a lot of them stay, right in the chimney mm-hmm. of the town hall.
Okay.
So some evenings you're there, mm-hmm. and when it's starting to get dusk, you start seeing them coming out the chimney.
Mm.
So they're quite an interesting bird. So this should be a very, very interesting, another mm-hmm. one, interesting presentation. And then we have Margaret Farrell coming in from the Audubon, Vermont, will present the project on eagle recovery. That should be, so we've got some really nice speakers coming in from all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I say it doesn't cost anything to come and join us
mm-hmm.
at Amity Baudouin Hall. And I say we'll have a cup of tea and we'll listen to them and have some nice questions. I'm finishing off here with mm-hmm. Something very important to our club, is that we'll be helping Earth Values holding a symposium. They'll introduce the concept of living schools and sustainable happiness to Crookshire Elementary School. And six other schools will be participating at least in that day.
Okay.
And the concept of living schools and sustainable happiness and the positive influence of nature-based teaching and its associated benefits to education. This is what we've been trying to do. Our club has been trying to promote,
mm-hmm.
and it's been one of our biggest initiatives to get the classroom setting into the nature.
Mm-hmm.
And we have found at Crookshire Elementary and a few other schools that this is helping immensely. So this should be very, very interesting. It's going to be a big symposium, and it should really help the kids out, you know, a lot, you know,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
I've seen it done. We were out there last year. I planted a tree there and mm-hmm. showed them insect, houses that
mm-hmm.
they showed where the insects live and all this. So now what they're doing at Crookshire Elementary is that they're going to make a pond, and they're going to show what insects and what lives in these ponds,
mm-hmm.
and the kids bring in stuff and they study it. So it's going
That's
to be
really,
really
fascinating.
Really
yeah.
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an outdoor teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Going to be very nice. And then I'll finish off by, I will be having, along with the club, the St. Francis Valley, having a bird walk in conjunction with the Canton the Hatley Family Day on April the 7th
mm-hmm.
at 11 o'clock at the town hall. So if somebody wants to come and go for a walk, and then we come back afterwards and we review what birds we've seen
mm-hmm.
and hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll sit there and discuss what we've seen and what we're going to
mm-hmm.
do. This is another group I'm dealing with, MATA,
okay.
which is to help the people to get out of their homes in the Canton Valley,
okay.
and to walk and mm-hmm. see what nature's out there and
mm-hmm.
all that. So should be another very nice walk.
Really, really
yeah.
good. Yeah, so that's April 7th
at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
At the Canton mm-hmm. the Hatley, the old Mount Joie.
Oh,
Hill.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we'll be quite a day.
Okay. Is there a charge for that?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Good. Sounds like a really nice event for people.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things going on.
There are. That's good. Helping people to get through the winter, too.
Through
so,
the winter and
yeah.
get people out into nature.
Mm-hmm.
And try to tell them what's going on around here, for
mm-hmm.
example, the Johnville Block.
Yeah. So important.
But we got to start. And you just mentioned about Curry's Pond behind Bishop University.
Mm-hmm.
This is another great spot to be,
mm-hmm.
to go and visit in the spring when the birds start coming
back. Right,
down.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next event coming up will be at the Amity Baudouin Community Center, February 26th, 7 p.m. So people
yeah.
are invited to come out and
oh,
see what the club's all about.
Come and join us for a cup of tea,
too.
And we'll sit there and we'll discuss. It should be a very interesting presentation about a lake that's
right.
Lake Maswibi, which
mm-hmm.
is not too far from us.
Mm-hmm.
And that water comes right through Lennoxville, the St. Francis River, so
mm-hmm.
the Maswippi River, so it's really interesting to see what they're doing.
Good. Okay. Anything else you'd like to ask?
That's enough.
Okay. Well, thanks again.
Thank you.